My name is Bessie Coleman. I'm a senior Wurrupuwa clan group from the Jawin 3 clan group on the southern end of the park.
This is your country?
Not in here, but in the southern area, Jawin country. Mm-hmm. It's for the 3 clan group, that Gunlom area. That's my area. I just love working with the rangers. I love taking my young people on country, on our fishing place. We got to clean it up, burn it, and then go back. Every time we got to go back and see what's growing. That's what's part of the knowledge we got, to see if it's okay.
What do you do with fire management here at the park?
I work with the ranger staff. We do burning on my area. If it's a hot fire, we know. If it's a cool fire, we can see green leaf on top and it's still growing.
How do you know when the land is ready to burn?
When the spear grass get dry and you got a little bit of water down below on the ground, that's an early burn. So we don't have hot fire.
So you can tell just by looking at your country when it's ready to burn?
Yeah, because we're the rock people. The rock burn the grass quick, you know, make it dry.
How important is it for the land to burn?
Very important. So we can burn the area to help to feed animals and new plant comes through. We look after the land and the land look after us.
So your ancestors have been doing this for thousands of years. Who taught you how to burn the land?
From our family, like they passed the knowledge down. It's passed from generation to generation, right up to the new generation. And now I'm doing it with my grandkids.
At what age were you learning how to burn the land?
I just follow my family. They burn for hunting, to clean the country, so our animal can be fat and keep the land clean.
And how does it feel to pass that knowledge down to your grandson?
Because they was with me all the time, and they uncles, my older boy, he passed away, but they got the knowledge from him. Because they used to go out with him all the time and watch him what he do. Now they're working with the park staff. They do walking on country, burning on country. Some area is very sensitive area.
Is it the elders that decide when it's time to burn off and then the family follows?
At my area, at southern area, Jawin side, we work together with park staff and some of our association that work with Jawin Association Rangers. Yeah. We work like a team.
How important is it for traditional owners and rangers to work together to look after Kakadu?
Very important.
Yeah.
We don't want hot fire coming in on our area. We just want to work together, like especially with Jawin people. They always work with staff ranger. We help each other with our staff ranger from Kakadu. Because they're going to have to give us the skill and we pass the knowledge to them too.
So it's sort of a relationship where you pass on thousands of years of tradition and the rangers pass on sort of some skills and some knowledge there as well.
Yes. We want to have that relationship real good. Because, you know, you got to live on our land. We're going to get to know them and they're going to get to know us. Relationship is very important. Sometimes I fly with the helicopter, burn, and after burning from the air, I go down. So I work with the staff ranger. We drive down and burn on the land, like on the ground, to finish it off.
Fire can be, you know, it regenerates, but it can also be a bit dangerous. So how do you protect yourselves and the park when you're doing burn-offs?
Because park staff all got machinery and we do the fire safety. We gotta do all that. And we already know because they put us on training thing.
So when you're burning off, how do you know it's done right? What does the land look like when it's done?
it look healthy. You can look green pits come, you see all the birds, animal eating the grass, then we feel happy. We're going to protect some, we got rare plants also. We protect that burn around so the fire won't burn it.
And how do you protect it?
We just go with the park staff with their vehicle and we just burn around. And we got to watch which way the wind blowing. Don't burn when the wind is blowing, otherwise you'll have really hot fire. You wouldn't get mine of his own. You change direction. So you got to be careful. Either you do it in the cool or in the morning. Or sometime when it's good, they say, the park say, well, let's go with and burn from country. That caring for country.
When there is a culturally sensitive area, do you let the rangers know?
Yes, we do. They know.
Yep.
We talk. We make plans. And we walk together. Well, to my side and our Jawin side, we do that all the time. Communicate.
You said you were learning some new skills. What were you hoping to do with those skills in the park with fire management?
Might be one day I'll use that little press button that they fly on the helicopter and dropping the little ball to burn around to the forest. They got to look after the forest. You got to be trained real well to do that. But one day I'll get there.
So you'll use new technology with your own cultural knowledge and join them together to better the land?
Yes. But some of my... like, we still hold our knowledge. We still be strong with our culture because we never change. It's been passed from, like I said, generation to generation. It's in us.
So you don't really need the technology to help you with it?
No, we like everybody go to university and look at that, you know, get degree. The land is our university. That's where we learn from. I like fire because during the night you see all this fire and just like everybody sleeping on their camp with all this little fire. And it sort of bring the memory back of my ancestors. It's something to touch me in my heart.